ರಜಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ಚೀರವನು ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಜ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಾಲಪ ಗಿರಿವಾರ ಜಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ಚೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ
ಗೋ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್
ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಸ್ತಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, reading from Canto 8, Chapter 21, it's the beginning of this chapter. It's a short summary, and then I'll read texts 1 to 4 till we come to a purport. So, the chapter is entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. This chapter describes how Lord Vishnu, desiring to advertise the glories of Bali Maharaj, arrested him for not fulfilling his promise in regard to the Lord's third step. With the second step, the Supreme Personality of Godhead reached the topmost planet of the universe, Brahma Loka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. Thus, Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Marichi and the predominating deities of all the higher planets, offered humble prayers and worship to the Lord. They washed the Lord's feet and worshipped him with all paraphernalia. Riksharaj Jambavan played his bugle to vibrate the glories of the Lord. When Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, the demons were very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took up weapons against Lord Vishnu. All of them were defeated, however, by Lord Vishnu's eternal associates. And in accordance with Bali Maharaj's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to a helpless position, Lord Vishnu asked him for the third step of land. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaj's determination and integrity, when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise, Lord Vishnu ascertained that the place for him would be the planet Sutala, which is better than the planets of heaven. So, I'll read the English translation of text 1 to 3. And Sukadeva Goswami continued, when Lord Brahma was thus born of a lotus flower, saw the effulgence of his residence, Brahmaloka, had been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Vamanadeva, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages, headed by Marichi, and by yogis like Sunanda. But in the presence of that glaring effulgence, O King, even Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. Text 2. Among the great personalities who came to worship the lotus feet of the Lord were those who had attained perfection in self-control and regulated principles, as well as experts in logic, history, general education, and the Vedic literature known as Kalpa, dealing with old historical incidents. Others were expert in the Vedic corollaries like the Brahma Samhita. All the other knowledge of the Vedas, Sama, Yasha, Rig, and Atharva, and also the supplementary Vedic knowledge, Ayurveda, Dhanaveda, etc. Others were those who had been free from the reactions to fruitive activities by transcendental knowledge, awakened by practice of yoga. And still others were those who had attained residence in Brahmaloka, not by ordinary karma, but by advanced Vedic knowledge. After devotedly worshipping the upraised lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with oblations of water, Lord Brahma, who was born of the lotus emanating from Lord Vishnu's navel, offered prayers to the Lord. Text 4. We have on the board. Okay, so that was 2 and 3 together. Now we're on text 4. So. Datu kamadalu jalam tad aru kramasya. Padan vanejana pavitrataya narendra. Svadunya bun nabasi sapatiti nimarasti. Loka trayam bhagavato vishadeva kirti. Datu kamandalu jalam tadaru kramasya. Pada venejana pavitrataya narendra. Svadun nabun nabasi sapatiti patati nimaristi. Loka trayam bhagavato vishadeva kirti. Someone liked. Datu kamandalu jalam. Pada vanijan. Kamandalu jalam tadaru kramasya. Pada vanijana pavitrataya narendra. Svaduna bunna basisa patituti masti. Datu kamandalu jalam tadaru kramasya. Pada vanejana pavitrataya narendra.
Svadunya bunna basisa patituti masti.
Matajis.
Datu kamandalu jalam tadaru kramasya. Pada vanejana pavitrataya narendra. Svadunya bunna basisa.
word-for-word translation, Datu of Lord Brahma, Kamandalu Jalam, water from the Kamandalu, Tat, that, Arutramasya of Lord Vishnu, Pada Avaja, Pava Avana Nejana Pavitrataya. Because of washing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and thus being transcendentally pure, Nara Indra, O King, Svaduni, the river named Svaduni of the celestial world, Abhut, so became Nabasi in out of space, Sa, that water, Patati, flowing down, Nimaristi, purifying Lokatrayam, the three worlds, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishadha, so purified, Eva, just like Kirti, the fame or the glorious activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai. O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamana Dev, who is known as Arukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Here we can understand that the Ganges began when the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadev. But in the fifth canto, it is stated that the Ganges began when Vamanadev's left foot pierced the covering of the universe, so that the transcendental water of the causal ocean leaked through. And elsewhere, it is also stated that Lord Narayan appeared as the water of the Ganges. The water of the Ganges, therefore, is a combination of three transcendental waters, and thus the Ganges is able to purify the three worlds. This is a description given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Amagyana Timarandasya Gyanagyana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kantarada Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripusindhubha Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the pastime is very intriguing, that this whole leela, as it unfolds, Krishna appearing as Vamanadev, this dwarf brahmana, very beautiful form of the Lord. And in this short summary at the beginning of the chapter, mentions that the Lord wants to glorify his devotee Bali Maharaj. So I was contemplating this different purposes the Lord fulfills in this pastime. like the Lord so expert, he can fulfill many different causes in one action. So he likes to glorify his devotees. And so here we see Bali Maharaj, how he was so fixed in his determination to offer service to the Lord, even at the extreme measure of ignoring his guru, Shukracharya. And Bali Maharaj came from the demoniac dynasty, as we know, he was a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So he had the seed of devotion, as mentioned previously, already in his heart. And this pastime, it presented a favorable situation for Bali Maharaj to be purified and express his devotion to the Lord. So we may question, or someone did question in one class, well, how a demon can be a devotee. Bali Maharaj was the leader of the demons. And so we may try to fathom this. We had this pastime with Ritrasura in the sixth canto. But when we hear Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mama Vamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Mana Shastrani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Kashati, that all the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. They're just struggling with the six senses, including the mind. So we're all part and parcel of Krishna. Everyone, all the insects from Brahma down to the insignificant ant. So then it's not surprising. So similarly, for us, if we have a favorable situation to cultivate our Krishna consciousness, even if we come from demoniac backgrounds, we can attain perfection even in this life. So we can take encouragement from this example of Bali Maharaj and instruction how he dealt with the situation, how he was just ready to give everything to the Lord. And he exemplifies Atmanivedanam, this ninth aspect of devotional service. He was able to give his very self, as we will see later on in this chapter. And he became established as one of the Mahajans. So another aspect of the pastime is mentioned in the summary is the Lord as Arukrama. This Arukrama is a Lord who performs very uncommon pastimes, very wonderful pastimes. And he appeared as a dwarf Brahmana to Mother Aditi on the plea of helping to reinstate her sons in the heavenly planets. And he promised he would fulfill her desire. She satisfied him by this Payavrata worship. So when he left his parents, I mean, it wasn't an ordinary birth, of course. The Lord is, you know, beyond all mundane understanding. He left it. He was walking as this dwarf Brahmana to the sacrificial arena. Bali Maharaj described his footsteps, although so small, they were pressing down upon the earth, you know, making such a vibration on the earth. So the Lord can appear in any form he likes. He's free, you know, to do anything and everything. So Vamana Deva is one of the Dasavatars. He's one of Dasavatars. So there's many different incarnations of the Lord. Lila Avatar, Manvantara Avatar, Purusha Avatar, Guna Avatar, Ashaktivesha Avatar. So Vamana Deva is one of these Dasavatars. And so we see from this small dwarf form how he performed this uncommon act of expanding himself, as we heard previously, showing his universal form and how all creation is in him, even the reactions, actions of reactions of different activities, modes of nature, everything's coming from the Lord. So extending his step up through Jana Loka, Tapa Loka, Maha Loka, now he's reaching Brahmaloka. And a universal form also shows that The Lord is so great. Nobody can claim to be an avatar of God unless Prabhupada would say he can show his universal form, or also should be predicted in the scriptures. And in the Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, it says, Eta Chamsa Kalapam Sam, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indraya Vyakulam Lokam, Ridhyanti Yuge Yuge, that all the mentioned avatars in the Bhagavatam, some of them are mentioned, they are plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Krishna is the original Supreme Lord, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, and they come in different periods to protect devotees, annihilate the demons. So, yes, Brahmana Dev, this dwarf Brahmana, very beautiful, he wanted to enjoy some humor with his devotee. And so in this form, he could do that. Like he actually looked like a small child. They say a dwarf, but when we see the picture, he's in all proportions, so beautiful. One of the seven secondary rasas is humor. So the Lord, he wants to enjoy with his devotee like this. And also, when he showed his universal form, that also defeated Bali Maharaj's pride. Bali Maharaj was ready to give everything, but later we hear how Bali Maharaj's wife, she said, you know, even when he offered his head for the third step, she said, what have you got to give? You know, even your body belongs to you. But this, you know, Bali Maharaj came to realize as the pastime went on. And the devotee was saying yesterday in the class that it seemed like the Lord was cheating Bali Maharaj. It is described like that. He cheated him out of the whole universe because he appeared like a small dwarf with little feet. I need one, three steps, but then he expanded to this universal form. So some people might challenge, oh, you know, what sort of God is yours? He, you know, steals the gopis' clothes, he steals butter, he dances with other men's wives. But, you know, Krishna is beyond any regulations, any mundane understanding. He can do whatever he likes. He's Atmarama, he's completely independent. In the Bhagavatam 10:33-29, there's a verse in relation to the Rasalila. It says the status of powerful controllers is not harmed by any apparent audacious transgression of morality. They are just like fire which can devour everything but remains unpolluted. So only the Lord can do these things. So we're coming to this description of the descent of the Ganges, and it's described here when Vamanadeva's foot entered Brahmaloka, the effulgence from his toenails was so brilliant it diminished the effulgence of Brahma's planet, and it made them, Lord Brahma and these sages, they appeared so insignificant. And first they saw these toenails of the Lord, but then later the Lord came down to his original form so they could worship him. So it's said in the Bhagavatam, Prayers of Lord Brahma, Canto 10, Chapter 14. Atapi deva padambujam hare
Prasadam Lishanda Kriheta Eva He Janati Tatvam Bhagavan Mahimno Nachanya Ekopi Chirambachinvan. My Lord, if one is favoured even by a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. So, in the verses two and three, describes all these different personalities that perfected the study of the Vedas and yoga, mysticism, become free from ordinary karma. But all these different processes are difficult for us to really understand completely the glories of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita, it said, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by the jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane extending over thousands of millions of years. So, if one attains a slight trace of the mercy of the Lord, one understand his greatness. But the scriptures explain we can try on our own strengths by austerities, renunciation, gyan, studying different rituals, but without the mercy of the Lord we can't understand him. So the yogis are struggling, meditating for thousands of years to understand the Lord. And then they approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of the Lord, which seems ironic in this pastime that they struggled so hard to understand the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of the Lord. But then Lord Vamanadeva comes and he just puts his foot through these different planetary systems and they become stunned, overwhelmed at such beauty of his lotus feet. So this is the mercy of the Lord. So in the short purport, explains the descent of the Ganges. So when Lord Brahma saw the Lord like entering his planet, all these personalities came to worship Vamanadeva and they bathed his lotus feet. So this is etiquette with the great personalities, especially the Supreme Lord. We bathe the lotus feet, and so from the water of Brahma's Kamandalu, so this is the beginning of the descent of Mother Ganga. So every day we can take Charanamrita here in the temple. It's been the water that's bathed the deity's lotus feet, and we have the Ganges here right on our doorstep. We're so fortunate. And so, it's mentioned that there were three different pastimes describing the descent of the Ganges. So this one, Lord Brahma's Kamandalu, and then there was a previous pastime, it's later on in the ninth canto, where Bhagirath Maharaj performed severe austerities to bring the Ganges down because he wanted to deliver his forefathers, the sons of Sagara Maharaj. I don't know if people remember that pastime. Mother Keshavi mentioned in her class on Ganga Puja about that pastime. And so Sagara Maharaj is doing 100 Ashwamedhi Yagyas, and Indra stole the horse and he sent his sons to look for the horse. And they found the horse near Kapiladev's ashram. And because they were miscreants, these sons, they started to blaspheme Kapiladev, accusing him of stealing the horse.
And because of that offense, their bodies were burnt to ashes, like they self-combusted. And later, some other sons went. Was it Amsuman? Was it Amsuman? One son of Sagara Maharaj, and he saw the burnt remains of his relatives, and he was told that he had to bring the Ganges down. Kapiladeva instructed him in transcendental knowledge, and said you need to bring the Ganges. Only by the Ganga's mercy can your relatives be delivered. So he performed austerities for a long time, but he couldn't bring the Ganga down. And then the next generation was Dilipa, and he also tried. He still couldn't bring Ganga. And then Bhagirath Maharaj came, and he performed very severe austerities. And Mother Ganga Devi, she appeared to him, and he said, you know, we've been trying so hard to get Ganga Devi to come. We have a duty to deliver our forefathers. So but Ganga said, but if I come, then my waters, the force of my waters, they will come crashing down through the earth planet down to the nether regions. And also, in time, many sinful people will bathe in my waters and leave their sins, such a weight of sin in my waters. So she said to Bhagiraj, please consider this, you know, what to do. And he thought intelligently. He said, oh, a great personality can take the force of your waters, Lord Shiva. And also many saintly persons will come and bathe in your waters, and that will counteract the sinful reactions. So she agreed to come, and that was one description of the descent of Mother Ganga. So I was wondering in Keshavi Mataji's class, well, how is it, you know, three different pastimes explaining which one is correct? But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here explains that it is all three. The water of the Ganges, therefore, is a combination of three transcendental waters, and thus the Ganges is able to purify the three worlds. So this pastime, and then Brahma's Kamandalu, and then later, as we see the next chapter, when Vamanadeva's toenail pierced the covering of the universe and the water of the causal ocean came leaking through. So that's the transcendental waters that washed the lotus feet of the Lord. And in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 17, there's a description of the descent of the river Ganges. Quite elaborate description. I'll read. Shukadev Goswami said, my dear king, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamanadeva in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges. Yet its waters remain ever pure because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe. She is known as Vishnu Padi. Later she received other names like Janavi and Bhagirathi. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet of this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaimed Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupad, situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. And then it goes on to say, Dhruva Maharaj, the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapad, is known as the most exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord
because of his firm determination in executing devotional service. Knowing that the sacred Ganges water washes the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated on his own planet, to this very day accepts that water on his head with great devotion. Because he constantly thinks of Krishna very devotedly within the core of his heart, he is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Tears flow from his half-opened eyes and eruptions appear on his entire body. The seven sages, Marichi, Vashishta, and Atri went on, reside on planets beneath Dhruva Loka. Well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganges to this day, they keep the Ganges water on the tufts of hair on their heads. They have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they neglect all other beneficial processes like religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even merging into the Supreme. Just as Jnanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life. So it's described as the Ganges comes down from through the covering of the universe. She passes through different planetary systems, the planets of the seven sages, and then Dhruva Loka, we just hear the description. They keep the Ganges on their heads. And then she passes through the moon planet. And then she comes to Sumeru Mountain in the middle of Jambudweep. And when she hits Sumeru Mountain, there's Brahmapuri. So there she comes crashing down, and she divides up into four, tributaries, and goes north, south, east, and west. So it describes the different branches of the celestial waters of the Ganges. And I skip ahead. So the branch that flows on the southern side of Brahmapuri, known as Alakananda, passes over the tops of mountains in various lands. It falls down with fierce force upon the peaks of the mountains Hemakuta and Himakuta. After inundating the tops of these mountains, the Ganges falls down onto the tract of land known as Bharatvarsha, which she also inundates. Then the Ganges flows into the ocean of the salt water in the south. Persons who come to bathe in this river are fortunate. It is not very difficult for them to achieve with every step the results of performing great sacrifices like the Rajasuya and Ashwamedha Yagyas. So when I first came to Mayapur, it was about maybe 7 years ago, Ganga was very merciful to me. We were flying over, land into Calcutta, and I just looked out the side window of the plane and I saw the Ganges as she was flowing into the ocean. That was, wow, amazing. And every time I came since, I never could see. I'm always looking. I can't see that again. She just gave me that few moments of, you know, mercy to reveal herself. So she was glistening in the light as we were coming, descending down. So the place where the Ganges flows into the salt water, the Bay of Bengal, is still known as Ganga Sagara, or the meeting place of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal. On Makara Sankranti, in the months of January, February, thousands of people still go there to bathe, hoping to be liberated. That they can actually be liberated in this way is confirmed herein. For those who bathe in the Ganges at any time, the results of great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha and Rajasuya Yagyas are not at all difficult to achieve. Most people in India are still inclined to bathe in the Ganges, and there are many places where they can do so. At Prayag, Allahabad, many thousands of people gather during the months of January to bathe in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. Afterwards, many of them go to the confluence of the Bay of Bengal and the Ganges
to take bath there. This is a special facility for all the people in India that they can bathe in the water of the Ganges at so many places of pilgrimage. So there are many pastimes and stories, accounts of people that were liberated just by the touch of the Ganges water. And there was one story where Garuda was flying over the Ganges. He was holding one snake, and the tail of the snake just touched the water and immediately attained a four-armed Vaikuntha form, went back to the spiritual world. So I was remembering this pastimes with Prabhupada's sister, Pushyama, and I heard from some Prabhupada's disciples, some Matajis, that they say she would, the devotees were so affectionate to her, and she was very affectionate to them, but she would always keep a bottle of Ganga water, and she was sprinkling this water everywhere, and they would get all wet, the bead bags would be wet from this Ganga water. So she understood the potency of the Ganga. And it says even if one thinks of the Ganga, sees her, just says her name, one gets so much spiritual benefit. So we had, not long ago, we had the Ganga Puja, and we were there. Senior devotees spoke many pastimes. And when you, it's like that, when you just see the Ganga, you feel, wow, so special. It's not an ordinary river. Obviously, it's just something very special. It's coming from the spiritual world, bathe the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's significant that Lord Chaitanya appeared here in Mayapur, in West Bengal, and we have our world headquarters here, that so many pilgrims can come and take benefit from bathing in the Ganga. So we should have all respect for Mother Ganga when we bathe there, offer prayers, and now they're keeping the Ghats here clean. It used to be difficult to go, but now it's much cleaner, and they have a nice temple with Ganga Devi riding on a crocodile. You can go in the evening and see Mother Ganga partake of the Gaura Aarti ceremony. He has described in this song, in the Gaura Aarti song, how Lord Chaitanya is on the banks of the Ganga. He's being worshipped by Brahma and Shiva, and Narada Muni is there. It's in a beautiful Aarti ceremony. And Lord Chaitanya used to perform many pastimes along the banks of the Ganges. So in that way, it's like no different from Yamuna, because Lord Krishna used to perform pastimes in Yamuna, and that way we get purified from Yamuna. So also Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. And we can bathe every day here. We can bathe in her sacred waters. So I think I'll stop there. Is there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu?
Mother Ganga was fearing to come to other planet because she was thinking that I maybe go down in the hellish planet. So whether Mother Ganga went to hellish planet, I heard from some devotees that say that in hellish planet Mother Ganga goes, and her name is Mandakini. So can you please clarify about this?
Sorry, could you just say the question? It's very hard to make
sure. When Bhagirathi told Mother Ganga to please descend for my forefathers to deliver, Mother Ganga told that I have one concern that I may go down because of the force will be too much, too high. So, did Mother Ganga went to hellish planet, or she is on the other planet only?
No, sorry, I didn't explain clearly that. That Shiva, Lord Shiva came. Lord Shiva agreed to come. Bhagirath Maharaj, he performed austerities to please Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva agreed to come to take the force of the water on his head, and that way she didn't have to go down to the bottom of the universe.
Okay.
So that's what I understand. I don't know if anybody else knows any more about that.
One more concern, this devotee say that Mother Ganga go in hellish planet and her name is Mandakini there. So how come it happened like that?
She goes to the hellish planet. She's called what?
Mandakini.
Mandaki. You heard me? Is anybody, can anyone enlighten us on this? Hare Krishna.
I mean, the mission of Bhagirath was to deliver the ancestors of Bhagirath. So he takes her down to Patala Loka.
Oh, okay.
Not to hellish planets, but just to Patala Loka.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions, comments, corrections? Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Got 5 minutes. So, Jayadev Goswami in the Das Avatar Stotra is a description of the different incarnations in the Das Avatar. And the fifth verse, it says, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf brahmana, O glories to you, O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. And I could read something from the Gauradesh book and the glories of the Ganga. So mercy for Kali Yuga. The following is a conversation between Lord Krishna and Ganga Devi from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Krishna is asking Ganga Devi to stay even though Kali Yuga is approaching. Krishna's dear associate would appear in the age and spread the holy name in every country of the world. At that time, many devotees from all over the world would come to Mayapur and bathe in her waters. Speaking on behalf of the sacred rivers Yamuna, Kaveri, Godavari, Sindhu, Sarasvati and Namada, Ganga Devi said, Lord Krishna, we can see that your pastimes are about to end and people are becoming more and more materialistic. You have been very merciful to us. After you leave, however, all the sinful people of Kali will take bath in our waters and we will be overwhelmed with sinful reactions. Lord Krishna smiled and replied to Ganga Devi, Be patient. After 5,000 years, my mantra, Upashaka, worshipper of the holy name, will appear in this world and spread the chanting of the holy name everywhere. Not only in India, but all over the world, people will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, by this chanting, the whole world will become Ekavarna, one class, one designation, namely Hari Bhaktas, devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Because the devotees of Hari are so pure, anyone who contacts them will also become purified from sinful reactions. These pure devotees will visit India and purify you of your sinful reactions by bathing in your sacred waters. This period of worldwide chanting of Hare Krishna will continue for 10,000 years. After that, the devotees will see the full force of Kali Yuga overtaking the world. At that time, your sacred waters should hide under the earth like Sarasvati has already done and wait for the next Satya Yuga. So we should take seriously the mercy that's available to us in the form of Mother Ganga, and a form of chanting the holy names. And Krishna comes in so many ways as his devotees. He comes as Tulsi Maharani, so we can worship the pure devotee, and through the scriptures. So we don't want to hang around, like it says here, for the end of Kali Yuga. The Ganga will disappear like the Sarasvati has already done so. And we don't know what the condition is. Well, we can guess what the condition is going to be at the end of Kali Yuga from the descriptions in the 12th canto. So we should take advantage of all the mercy that's available to us, seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, and try to go back to Godhead in this very lifetime. That's what Prabhupada wanted. And preach the holy name and give everybody else the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. And we can tell people about Mayapur, and so much mercy is available here. So I'm going to stop here. It's 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Shri Bhagavatam Ki Jai.